Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Tuesday, July the 28th, 2026, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Joe, let's pick up the general conversation we were having about this events that are going to happen worldwide.
All right, let's begin with number one, the draft. Why the draft? They've reinstituted the draft, and they're going to begin drafting recruits somewhere around the end of August and the beginning of September. That means they're preparing for a war in the Middle East. Once that happens, then the tactical nukes will begin firing at each other, including China and the others. Then from there, we'll develop into a war between Russia and the United States. And then it will be the button pushing. Somebody's going to make a mistake. Then Putin is going to push the button on the Poseidon torpedo and will create a 1,800-foot wave that will crash into the United States on all of the coasts.
Now, China yesterday, or the day before, I've got the video you told me about, and I found one. And it was the president of China and the ambassador of China is on a video speaking fluent English, and they are fairly decent. And they made a comment, they said, if Israel uses a nuclear weapon anyplace, they said, we're gonna hit Israel with nukes and annihilate it. That's a pretty profound statement.
Well, in this case, you can be sure that they mean what they say.
Oh, yeah.
Because in all truth, it was predicted a long time ago by people like Maurice Strong, that China would become the big one. It was done by the world financiers. Well, China's also broken away and gotten some of its independence, so they'll have the reason to attack Israel. Before that, they couldn't do that because of the interlocking loans that exist between China and the world bankers, but not anymore. Same thing with Putin. And if the exchange begins, guaranteed somebody's going to make a mistake, and then the Poseidon event will occur.
Yep, and like Otis said,
we have an 1,800-foot tidal wave. Now those are the words of Putin himself.
Yep.
And that includes Washington, that includes all the East Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Pacific Ocean. Then from there, it will continue, and you'll get into the 3 days of nights where the Earth will tilt on its axis. And there are things that they recommend to be done. That is totally out. Throughout the Catholic Church, the 3 days of darkness, you get a candle, a black candle that will last for at least 4 days. Get it blessed by a priest or a preacher and keep it in your house, because that will be the only light that you will have. And they recommend do not go outside, tape off the windows, and stay put for 3 days. And that candle will tell you time, because there will be a change in time. And so that's going to be, Stu and I brainstormed over the stuff that Otis Johnson talked about, what he saw on the looking glass. And one of the things that he talked about was what I just mentioned. And that would include the big Calderon up in Montana, Wyoming, going off and shedding ash throughout, all the way down to Denver. And then the catastrophic things that will come of that. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, logic will come into people's heads, but I doubt it, because the people that rule the world are the fallen angels, just like Otis Johnson said, the fallen angels who control the, what we would call the, we nicknamed the Khazars, and they also have the Dark Nordics. Those are the people that were with Adolf Hitler, that made their way all the way down to the Antarctic at the behest of the aliens. So you have actually two benevolent groups. The Khazars and the Dark Nordics are the Fourth Reich, as it's called. And those will be the ones that are behind what's happening now. And they don't care how many people die, because when they die, they feed off the person that dies. And so there is a choice in there. And by the way, there is a video that's been put out. It's called The Cult Around Israel. No one wants to talk about The Cult Around Israel that no one talks about. And it explains dispensationalism the best that I have ever seen. And I was heavily into that myself. And so take a look at that. I sent a copy of that to you, Stu.
Okay.
And post that.
I'll post it with the show.
Everybody needs to see that. The cult around Israel that no one talks about, and explains it to the team. Brings in Whitmire, who helped to found the Federal Reserve, was instrumental in bringing about the new Bible with the new explanations on prophecy, called the Scofield Bible. So there it is. It's all in that one video and explained it, particularly for people who haven't got into it. But you can see that from that video, which the words that I'm saying, that's the way it's going to go.
Well, I believe it, because I believe that we started that 3.5 years of tribulation back about a year ago when we bombed Iran with the B-52s. I think that started, because that really started World War III that we're in right now. It's just a matter of expanded it. But this evil cabal, these Satanists, fallen angel possessed human beings, and there's, Oda said, 200,000 of them registered with the NSA since 1952 to the 52 to 2012 agreement, which was extended. And he said that their intent is to get rid of 2/3 of mankind, and the other third will obey them. And that's what their intent is. Too many people on the planet. They want to get rid of people. And that's what they're doing now. This mass murder every place. And it's called Israel.
Well, that's pretty much, Stu and I have thought about, well, which way is this going to go? And I think this is pretty much, there's a 80% chance that it's going to go this way. The thing that will tell all is if they start bringing in the individuals into the draft, well, that'll tell you that's the way that they're going to go. When they literally start drafting people.
And that starts in August.
Yeah, either August or September. So whether that happens or not, we'll see. If it does, well, then you know it's on. And remember the Poseidon event and the 3 days of darkness. Because when you do that, and you start exploding atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, well, there's going to be big problems.
And everybody's got them. Thanks to Larry Mizell, the APEC director, him and Leonard Millman, my ex-father-in-law, and Mizell took over for him, fallen angel possessed. He is an APEC director, American-Israeli Pact, and he sold with Millman plutonium and uranium, or whichever it was, from Rocky Flats nuclear facility out there in Denver, and they sold it to Israel. And Gunther Rusbacher, my friend, and you remember Gunther, Joe, but Gunther transferred it for Bush from Rocky Flats in what do they call them? Ocean Spray cranberry juice trucks, because cranberries give off the same thing as uranium and plutonium, and they transferred it to St. Louis, Missouri, to Apex Aviation, which was an Israeli Mossad operation, and Israel turned around and they sold it to Iran, they sold it to Iraq. They sold it to North Korea. They sold it to anybody that would buy it. They were selling it to them after they took what they wanted. That's high treason. And then Larry Mizell, the APEC director, he turns around and builds that. He was Silverado Savings Director, Neil Bush, laundering the Iran-Contra drug money, etc. But anyway, heap turn around and he has Richmond American Homes and Ponderosa Homes and these big building companies, number one, two, three in the country. He turns around and builds a subdivision on the place that they scraped it off, and it was my ex-father-in-law's bank, Citicorp, that removed the uranium, plutonium, supposedly on the surface, and they dumped it in the local dump, I found out, that is right there up near Broomfield, and it goes to that river that flows north out of downtown Denver, the North Platte, I think they call it, and it runs up into Nebraska on the south side of I-80 all the way over to the Missouri River, and it dumps in there if there's any water left after it feeds all the farmers. But that is contaminated, and people were reporting drinking water out of faucet and getting nosebleeds, them and their family. So they stopped drinking water out of the faucet, and they found out it was contaminated. Now, a friend of mine, without getting into it, she was a former prosecutor there, lives in another country, and she said that the dump operator came to her and said, look, I just took over, and they're dumping the stuff in a local landfill right near the river, and it's contaminating the river, and they're supposed to be taking it out to Nevada, and they didn't do it. But it's just something I thought I'd throw out there, that people in Colorado, all of the way along that river, if you're getting your water out of there, you better not drink it. And it's best not to bathe out of it. But with that said, you got anything to add, Joe?
Well, I would think that the things that have been brought together are the things that Lewis Johnson said concerning the Cosmos, concerning other things, as another manifesting itself. And make sure you go to Stu's website and watch the video on the cult around Israel. No one wants to talk about
it. I'll get it up today.
It talks about a whole bunch of things that will bring it together, and it will tell you that Israel is not a state of God, it is a state of the fallen angels.
Yep. And they came from the Ukraine, a lot of them.
And that is correct. It's called, no matter, they're always running these so-called self-styled genetic things. But Aaron Ellick is the one that put the nail in the coffin and said, nope, there are mixtures in there, but you have the big marker from the Khazars, from the Khazarian culture. Around 700 AD is when it started. Those people became infested with the fallen angel alien and have marched down the time of history to the present day. And so now, folks, you have the idea of where things are going to go. And so be aware of what is happening around you. Don't put your head in the sand because it won't do any good.
And the monitoring that they're doing on everybody is unbelievable. 24/7 on everybody, watching and listening to everything everybody's saying on the phones and what you're doing on the internet. So be careful.
Whatever happens, folks, don't let the cameras be put in for public safety. Don't let them do it in your community, and also keep out the data centers. Work very hard at your local level to do those two things. No vote cameras and no data centers. They are absolutely a disaster to the city and to your culture.
Now, we were talking about Lake Mead the other day, which is out there near Las Vegas, and they built that back in the, 1940s, I believe it was. And there's like 10 generators in there, folks. And two of them serve the public. The other, I think it's 8 of them, go to Area 51, Groom Lake, and Papoose Lake, Nevada. It feeds all the government's hidden secrets that are out there, including the alien base where Ed Slade worked, Papoose. Now, that's all dried up, and it's no water going into Arizona now. That fed downstream into near Phoenix. It fed a lot of water down in there. There's no water. And the same thing's going on, that we're having flooding in some parts and other parts, no water. You don't have any water going down there right now, do you, Joe?
Okay, here's what happened. There are 7 states that depend upon the Colorado River for their water. There was not enough snow this season because the headwaters of the Colorado River are up in northeastern Colorado. The snowpack was not that great. And now the water is getting to a level called Deadpool. And that means the pumps will not be able to pump the water because it's not high enough. And we have been having nothing but 110 plus temperatures down here in Phoenix. And that means there's going to be, eventually, they have to do water rationing. And these data centers, absolutely, there's already 7 of them built here. And out of every one of them, they use at least 5 million gallons of water a day. And that tells you about what the people that are behind it, they don't care. They don't care if it drains everything. They'll just move on to another place. And so that you're just going to see more and more of this. It's ridiculous. And just remember, there is a drought, a terrible drought, and the water down in Lake Mead is down to almost Deadpool.
Well, and now we go on a little bit further here. No fertilizer coming in because of the Strait of Hormuz, whatever it is, over there with Iran because of Israel and all their crap they're doing. They can't get any shipment of oil. We're at $5 a barrel, or $5 a gallon here in Kansas City. I think it's $4.89 a gallon. I paid yesterday for gas. No. They're saying it's going to be $10 a gallon, probably within about 2 months. Colonel McGregor and others are saying that because of the amount of oil shortage we have. And the farmers over here, there's a heck of a lot of farmland in Kansas, where I'm at, Kansas City area, and also in Missouri. There's a lot of farmland, and they're short of fertilizer. The farmers are going crazy over it. They need the fertilizer to grow the crops. Many of them aren't even planting crops because they can't get the fertilizer. So, we're going to have a food shortage, in my opinion.
Yep. And also the price of diesel is going to go up, and that's where we get our food, is via trucks.
Yep. And it's running about $1 a gallon more than your cheaper gas, regular diesel is right now here in Kansas City. It's up around $6.15 or something like that, I think I saw on one sign.
Now, piecing together what Otis Johnson, Stu's good friend, who told him all of this knowledge, think of what happens when an atomic device goes off. It can cause earthquakes, and maybe this is the big earthquake that'll set the San Andreas Fault and the Midras Fault. And that's what both Stu and I are worried about, because when that happens, food and everything else, you can go to the, the future maps, I'll think of his name, and he did readings on what the United States would look like at a certain period of time, and there'd be a lot of land lost, particularly in the Mississippi Valley, and the loss of the West.
And the Mississippi Valley, down near St. Louis, Missouri, south, the New Madrid Fault. It's a volcano shaking down there all the time, 3.5 in average every day. And they've had gas leak, methane gas, coming up into one of the states down there where the Four Corners come together, southeast Missouri, and someone passed out or died mowing its grass, and so the county found out it was methane gas coming from the big oil leak out in the Persian Gulf, or out in the Gulf of Mexico, where Daddy Bush intentionally blew up that oil so they could skim it up and get about 3.5 years worth of supply. But there's two arteries that Otis told me about, because he had PhDs, and one of them was in oil and gas. And two arteries ran from there, one over wrapped around southern tip of Florida, and the other one over towards Corpus Christi, Texas. And there's two volcanoes out there underneath the ocean right now getting ready to erupt in both places. And they're at the end of that artery. Now, he said if that New Madrid ever went off and that gas, it would blow up the Mississippi River, and it'd go open up into the Gulf, would open up throughout the Mississippi River and go all the way to Chicago. And he said it'd wipe out the city of Chicago. It'd be underwater. So, some heavy duty stuff we're looking at. So, when all this stuff happens.
And those maps are called the Scallion Maps. S-C-A-L-L-I-O-N.
Yep.
The Scallion Maps. And he was a futurist, and he said this is what it's going to look like throughout the world. And the only thing that Stu and I could figure out was, well, what about this and what about that? Well, Otis Johnson is the one that provided that information. And it could be from the Poseidon torpedoes causing the Madrid fault to begin shaking, and the fault out in California shaking. Then you're going to have the great land loss, and then the tipping and going into a new age. So there it is, folks. It's not too bright, but it's better to know about it than not.
Yep. So all you do is say, hey, pray. You better have Jesus Christ on your side. You're going to need him.
And really take into account about these scallion maps, because that will help you make preparations. If you see that we are going to have the beginning of the draft, that means where they are actually being inducted into the service, that is the time to make your future plans and get into a safe zone.
By the way, there's two earthquakes out there along, it's south of San Francisco, and it runs down towards Bakersfield, but there's two volcanoes there underneath the ocean that are getting ready to erupt also. So.
And believe you folks, Stu and I do not like passing on this information because it really doesn't offer any big, bright hope for a bright future. And that is a very sad thing to have to say.
You know, we're telling the truth. We're able to see this, and God's provided this. So, you got anything else to add, Joe?
I was just trying to think of what else to say. Just be aware, keep an eye on the draft. If you see them actually inducting the draftee in and taking the swearing in into the military, start making your preparations, because it's going to take off from there.
Yep.
And by the way, Trump is not on our side, no matter what they say. He is not, and was never at any time. He's owned by the mega boys, and these are people like Lex Wessler, who owned Victoria's Secret and was connected to Epstein. So that tells you about the mega boys. And I can remember way back when Trump got in trouble by having a model agency that had 14-year-old Haitian girls. And there was an innuendo that he was not acting properly. So for him saying he was an independent, never at any time was he an independent. And his sponsors were the Khazarians. So there you have it, folks.
And today he's controlled by AIPAC, and AIPAC is Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein. We're both on the board of directors of Silverado Savings and Loan, Iran-Contra money laundering with Neil Bush, $12 trillion in 9 years. And they invested in BlackRock, Blackstone, which is the largest bank in the U.S., and they control the largest bank in the world, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, from Great West Life in Denver, Colorado, a subsidiary of it. Joe Meyer Lansky, Death Incorporated, my ex-father-in-law took over for. And then Mizell, it got passed to him because he buried 150 bodies from Denver, Colorado, that were business people, that they stole their businesses and houses and apartments. and they buried him, killed him, and they buried the bodies in Juarez, Mexico, in that big grave down there. About 300 or 400 people they had, mass grave. That's where they buried him. That was Larry Mizell that did that. And he's an APEC director.
There's another drought area that is very serious that you don't hear anything about. It's called Alpha Butan. It's just northeast of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Alpha Butte Dam provided the water that went all the way down the Rio Grande, past El Paso, where you had carrot, lettuce, pecans, cotton, chipotle that are growing. They're all having to cut back to 50%, which will absolutely bankrupt those farmers there. And El Paso, again, will be short of water, including Las Cruces. So this drought is having its big effect in collapsing of independent farmers and businessmen. The Elephant Butte Dam has lost 90% of its water.
We got big problems coming.
Yeah, we do. Well, that's all I got, Stu.
Well, Joe, I thank you very much for sharing that with us. And,
I'm sorry to have to share it because it doesn't provide any bright future.
No, it doesn't.
He got a little stick in his hand and interfere, but who knows?
Yeah, and he wants us all to be prepared.
The best you can, folks, the best you can.
With that said,
okay,
thank
that's
you, Joe.
It.
Appreciate it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good day.